Come on, Teddy. Come on, Roddy. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. You got to sit down now. Hey, come on, boss. You sit down here with me. You sit down with me.
What do you want I do? Yeah. I always tell the truth. Always. Good morning, sir.
You are listening to an excerpt from Three Generations in a Court of Human Relations, starring Miss Ruth Draper. A page from this Sunday's edition of Anthology. This is Fleetwood. Each Sunday at 1, WRCA, in cooperation with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA, 92nd Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan, brings you transcribed Anthology, a selection of readings from poets, past and present, and the music to accompany their poetry. This week, The Art of Ruth Draper. Every now and then, we like to take a brief radio recess on Anthology to catch up on our mail, which comes in from a wide variety of towns along the NBC network. The number one request concerns our theme. Mrs. Sadie Raffin, for example, writes from the Bronx, "We find that the theme song played at the beginning and end of the program is very haunting and familiar, and yet we cannot place the composition." For your information, Mrs. Raffin, and for many other listeners who've sent in the same question, our Anthology theme is drawn from the score Richard Rodgers composed for the prize-winning NBC TV series Victory at Sea. Perhaps you haven't been able to place the music because it has the rather strange title, Hard Work and Horseplay. Mrs. Abby Ransom, Seattle, Washington. The prayer of the mother of Abraham Lincoln is called Nancy Hanks. It was written by Rosemary Benet and can be found in most modern American anthologies. On our program, we used a Decca record made by Miss Agnes Moorhead. While we're on the West Coast, many thanks to Miss Brickle and to Mr. and Mrs. William R. Nichols of Santa Barbara for their kind cards. And for a homesick friend from England, what other lines than these? Oh, to be in England now that April's there, and whoever wakes in England sees some morning, unaware, that the lowest boughs and the brushwood sheaf round the elm tree bole are in tiny leaf, while the chaffinch sings on the orchard bough in England now. And after April, when May follows and the white throat builds and all the swallows, hark where my blossomed pear tree in the hedge leans to the field and scatters on the clover blossoms and dewdrops. At the bent spray's edge, that's the wise thrush. He sings each song twice over, lest you should think he never could recapture the first fine careless rapture. And though the fields look rough with hoary dew, and will be gay when noontide wakes anew the buttercups, the little children's dower, far brighter than this gaudy melon flower. Home Thoughts from Abroad by Robert Browning. One phase of poetic expression with which we've always been interested on Anthology is the poetry of the human voice. And among the many great names in the American theater who possess that quality is certainly Miss Ruth Draper. Just this season, Miss Draper appeared at the Bijou Theater in New York in what she announced as her farewell tour. We hope this is not true, since Ruth Draper represents a form of theater which is fast disappearing from the American scene, the one-woman show. Of her work, Brooks Atkinson writes, "The simple people who appear in Ruth Draper's sketches are endowed with a certain divinity. She respects their strength. She recognizes not only their fortitude, but the intelligence that keeps them balanced and able amid the squalor of the world. As an actress, Miss Draper is extraordinarily accomplished. There are no dark spots in her scenes. She keeps them brightly animated by the clairvoyance of her imagination. Since she is not interested in herself, but in the characters she is projecting, the technique of the monologue never seems like a stunt, but on the contrary, like the natural medium for what she has to say. Many of the scenes are comic, which is probably easy, but some of them are profoundly moving." While she was appearing in New York this year, Ruth Draper went to the RCA Victor Studios and recorded some of her most memorable characterizations, which have just been issued as an album called The Art of Ruth Draper. Included in the collection are The Italian Lesson, The Scottish Immigrant, and the monologue we'll hear today. Miss Ruth Draper brings you Three Generations in a Court of Human Relations.
Come on, Katie. Come on, Roddy. Come on. Wait. You can't let you do that. I can wait with you. See the way we go. You see the way.
What you want I do? Yeah. I always tell the truth. Always. Good morning, Judge. Good morning. Hey? My name is Anna Abrams. Anna Abrams. I'm 79 years old. 79. We're 80 next week. I'm 80. 80 years old, but now I'm 79 years old. I live at 164 Orchard Street, New York City. 164. That's right, not just Street. For 25 years I lived here. That's my home. 25 years. I come here this morning, Judge, please, to ask you to tell my granddaughter she got to stay home and work. Oh, she wants to marry. She wants to marry and go to the West and leave her mother and me to starvation. I'm an old woman, I'm 80 years old. You couldn't expect me to go out work. And my daughter, she's got a heart trouble. She couldn't work. No, she's too sick, she couldn't work, and we couldn't live without Rosie. She keep us now for 2 years, and now she wants to go away and get married. We get a nice little home, why she wants to go away? She's too young to get married. Oh, she got no heart. She go away to the West and she leave us in the street and start, and she don't care. She's a bad girl. She need to be told by the judge. She got to mind me and her mother. We give her education now, she must keep us. Eh? Well, she's a bad girl, Judge, because she run around crazy with all those wild girls and boys. She think only have a good time. She waste her time, she waste her strength, she waste her money, she buy all those silly things. Oh, she buy silly things, she go to the movies every day. And she go out dance every night. She waste her strength, she waste everything, and she run around. See? Oh. Oh, that young man is no good. That's why I don't want you to get married, because that young man is no good. Oh, he don't work. How he keep a wife? He don't work. And he drinks. He make a very bad husband. If she be, she get a better man. I'm an old woman. I find a good husband. Oh, when I go out and see young man make a good husband, I bring him to the house and we all be happy together. Hey? Sit down. He don't listen to what I say. It's the truth what I tell you, Judge. I'm an old woman. I know what's right. Rosie, she's too young to get married. She don't understand nothing. We get a nice little home. She should stay by us. Oh, I sit down, but he's listening to what I say. He don't pay no attention to us.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Sadie Greenman. Sadie Greenman, yes. I'm 47 years old. I'm 25 years married. I have 3 children. 2 sons and 1 daughter. Yes, sir. Well, one son, he has got tuberculosis. Yes, sir. And he couldn't work. He's in the sanitarium. Yes, sir. And my other son, he ran away. I don't know where he is. He ran away. He doesn't write, and I don't know where he is. Yes, sir, my daughter Rosie supports me and my mother. For 2 years now, she has kept us. Yes, sir. My husband, oh, he's dead. Oh, my husband is dead now. 14 years dead. Yes, sir. Me? Work? Oh. Yes, sir, I did work. I worked for 12 years in a box factory. But now I couldn't work no more. Oh, I've got very bad heart trouble. Yes, sir. I am very weak from my heart. And my arm is paralyzed. I couldn't work no more. Yes, sir, I came here this morning, please, Judge, to ask you to tell my girl, please, to stay home. Well, she wants to marry. Yes, sir. She wants to marry and go to the West. And then my mother and I, we would have to go to a home for old people. Well, I don't want you should leave us. We have a nice little home. I did all I could for my children. I sent Rosie to a business college when she finished public school, so she should have a profession. She has a wonderful job. She gets a nice salary. And she likes her work. She's doing so well. But now, she only wants to go. Oh, no, sir, I have no money saved. No, sir. We couldn't live without Rosie. Well, I don't like this young man. No, sir, I don't like him. Well, he don't work. He don't seem to try to work. He has no job. And he drinks. Yes, sir. He drinks. I'm afraid he would make a very bad husband. Well, I know it's hard for Rosie, but I think it's worse if she marries this fella. Yes, sir, that's right. You should speak to her, but please, Judge, tell my girl she should wait only. She's so young. She don't understand what is life. And she owes me something after all I have done for her. Thank you.
I always forget because everybody calls me Rosie. Generally, when anyone asks me my name, all I say is Rosie. Yes, sir, everybody calls me Rosie. I'm 19 years old, but I'm going to be 20 next week. Yes, sir, I'm going to be 20 the very same day that my grandmother is going to be 80. I am going to be 20. Yes, sir, seems funny. We always celebrate together. My grandmother is exactly 60 years older than I am. And we always have a party every year. Yes, sir. We do. We live together. Yes, sir, the three of us. We live together at 164 Archer Street, New York City. Yes, sir, it's a very nice little flat. I do. I support them. For 2 years now, I have kept them. Yes, sir. I am a stenographer. I have. I got a very good job. Yes, sir, I've been very lucky. Yes, I do. I get a very nice salary. Yes, sir, my boss is very nice. Oh, I love my work. Yes, sir, I certainly do. I enjoy it. I think it is very interesting work. Pardon me? Happy? You mean happy home? Oh, yes, sir, I'm always happy. Yes, sir, indeed, we get along fine. Oh, I am. I am devoted to my mother. Yes, sir, my grandmother, too. Oh, we get a lot of fun. Yes, sir, we get along fine together. Pardon me? Oh, yes, sir, I do. That's true, too. Yes, sir, I do. I want to go away from here and get married. And you see, I want that my mother and my grandmother should go to this home for old people, and they do not care to go. Well, you see, I took a lot of trouble. My young man has got a wonderful chance to go to the West, and of course, I got to go with him. And so I want that my mother and my grandmother should go to this home. And I was looking for a nice place, and I didn't like a lot of the places I've seen. I didn't like. But then I was very lucky. I found this place, and it really is beautiful. And I think they'll enjoy it when they get used to it. Well, it's not so very far away. Of course, my grandmother, she don't want to go anywhere, only Orchard Street. She never lived anywhere but Orchard Street, and she don't like the idea of going away. But you can get up there in about 40 minutes. It don't seem so far, and you can go three ways. You can go on the sub, on the L, on the bus. And when you get up there, it's beautiful because the house has got four sides to it. Yes, sir, you know, as the sun seems to come in all around, and it's got a little grass in front, and it's got a couple of trees, and the room they're going to give my mother and my grandmother, the window looks right straight into a tree. Yes, sir, you can see the sky through the branches. Oh, it's pretty, I imagine, like it is in the country, and it's quiet up there, you know. The house is just beautiful. Well, it's beautifully decorated, you know. Yes, sir, they have got very pretty cretonne drapes, and they got cretonne sofas, cretonne chairs, rocking chairs, and stuffed chairs, and they've got a lot of cushions in the chairs, and they got rugs on the floor, and they get a lot of magazines and books laying around, you know, as home-like. And they get a piano, and they get a radio, and they get a Victor, and a lot of records. Somebody give them a lot of records. How many old ladies? There's about 30. Oh, they seem to be very contented. Well, they were sitting around, you know, the way old ladies do when they was talking, knitting, crocheting. One of them was singing at the piano. Yes, sir. And I think my mother will enjoy it because my mother, she likes beautiful things the way I do, and the house has got a lot of pictures on the walls. And I was, pardon me? What kind of pictures? Oh, they got a big variety. Somebody gave them a gift of pictures, and they hung them all over the house, and it's very interesting. When every room you go in, there's beautiful pictures. Do you want me to tell you about the pictures? Oh, yes, sir, if you're interested, I would be pleased. Well, I was looking at them, and the lady who showed me around, she was telling me about them, and they're very wonderful. In the front hall, when you go in, the first thing you see is Niagara Falls. And really, you'd think it was there. The water appears to be coming down from the ceiling to the floor, and it's just very realistic, you know. The falls is all around the hall. And then in the dining room, they have got a picture of George Washington, and he is in a boat. Well, he's going somewhere with a lot of fellas pulling on the oars, and there's ice in the water, and he's standing up, the general, with a three-cornered hat, and where was he going? Oh, I guess he got me there, Judge. I don't know where he was going. Crossing the Delaware River, going over to the Battle of Trenton. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you asked me. Now I will remember. And did he win the battle? Oh, good. He looked so worried. And then in the sitting room, they have got a picture of a cathedral, and that is in France. And I thought it seemed kind of funny. The two spires is different. And one is very fancy and one is very plain. And the lady was telling me that it is one of the most famous cathedrals in the world. And she says the walls is mostly glass. And it was built nearly 1,000 years ago and it never fell down yet. Now, she says it's wonderful. She says when you go inside and you look through them windows, that it seems he is looking through jewels. Yes, sir. I'd like to go over there. It's all carved, you know, by hand, out of stone. The saints and angels walking all over the doors, and it's beautiful work. And then in another room, they got a picture of a garden, and that's in England. It's all in color. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's just a mass of flowers on the two sides of a grass path going down the middle. And there's a little house on the hill with some sheep. And it's awfully pretty, I guess, over there. Am I fond of flowers? Oh, I am. Yes, sir, I often go uptown and see them in the florist shops. But all those flowers, they grows under glass, you know, in them glass houses. And I guess in England, the flowers all grows outdoors. No, sir, I was never in the country. I was down at Coney Island, but you don't see no flowers going down there. Well, you see, Judge, I can't give them up. I gotta go. Because he has a wonderful job out there. Well, my grandmother didn't mention it because she don't want that I should go, and my mother don't seem to think it's a very good plan, but I think it's a wonderful opportunity. Yes, sir, I'll tell you about it. Well, you see, my young man, he has got an uncle, and he is not personally acquainted with the uncle, but he's got a beautiful letter from him. Well, when he heard we was going to get married, you see, he wrote him a letter, and he says he'd like to have him come out there and bring me and make our home with him. He's got a ranch. I guess it's like a big farm. Way out in the west. I don't know just where it is, but it's all wrote out in a letter. Yes, sir. It's very, very far. He says he is going to send us the money for the ticket. And then all we got to do is to go to the Grand Central Station, buy the ticket, get on the train, and go. Oh, you go for 2 days and two nights, steady going. And then you get somewhere, but that ain't it. No, sir, but you get out. And you go to another train, another part of the city, and you get in another train, and you go for 2 more days and 2 more nights. Altogether, it's 4 days, 4 nights, steady going. Yes, sir, but in the end, you get there. Oh, he says it's beautiful, only he says that when you get out, there is nothing to see, only just land and sky. He says you can see very, very far, but you can't see nothing but land and sky. Oh, we're looking forward to it. No, sir, we don't know nothing about it, but we can learn. Well, we're both young, and my young man is very bright. Yes, sir, he's very ambitious. Afraid? No. Why would we be afraid? Ah, no, we ain't afraid. Oh, we'll be together, you know, and it'll be very interesting. That's true. It won't be much use being a stenographer, but I can cook pretty good. Yes, sir, my mother taught me. Well, I'm glad now. Yes, because I think when men works hard all day, they like to come home and find a girl waiting for him with a nice hot supper ready. I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to try and fix the place up, you know, because I think if I take out some cretonne and I'm going to try and get a few pictures, it'll make the place look more home-like, you know. I'm going to fix it up like that home I was telling you about. Yes, sir, pardon me? Oh, I will. I'll miss my mother, something terrible. I never left my mother before. I know I will miss her. I'll take my mother with me if she go, but you see, she won't leave my grandmother. No, sir. And oh, sure, she won't leave her, and I couldn't take the two of them. I don't think it'd be right to take the two because, this is just a little buddy house, and they couldn't sleep outdoors, and I don't think it's right to take three where they're looking for one, you know. Well, you see, Judge, there's not a word of truth in what my grandmother says. Well, it's not true because he's a very fine fellow. That's why it's not true. He's a very fine fellow. He's 23 years old. 23, yes, sir. Well, he ain't always had work. He was very unlucky. He never could seem to land a job. But there's a lot of fellows ain't had work. No, sir, he don't drink. He does not drink. He only drunk some because he was so discouraged. You know how it is, Judge. You must have seen a lot of boys like that. Oh, they go to look for work and they can't get work, and it seems that nobody wants them, and then they get so discouraged, and then they get drinking. Of course, they shouldn't, but that's what happens, I know, sometimes. Anyhow, I know he's not going to drink when we get married. He told me. He told me he was never going to drink once we was married. Well, he'll be working, you see, and he'll be happy. It's true, ain't it? But men don't drink so bad when they're working and when they're happy. Well, that's not true either. Because I'm not that kind of a girl. I do not run around and waste my time and think only myself. They got every single penny I earned for the last 2 years, only just what I had to have to put on myself to keep myself respectable for my work and to get my meals, my lunch every day. No, sir, I give my mother everything every Saturday. Yes, sir, they know it too. Well, I do well sometimes. I am very fond of dancing. I go out maybe once or twice a week, but that's all. Mostly I'm so tired I come home and go to bed.
No, sir, I ain't had no holidays.
Oh, I never bother with them holidays. Only them legal ones.
Well, I'd rather get extra work. I always was lucky, you see, and I could get extra work. I'd rather make the money. No, sir, I have not. No, sir, never. No, sir, I do not. No, sir. No, sir.
No, sir.
Please, Judge, I guess you think I'm terrible, selfish, and ungrateful and all that kind of stuff, but I can't seem to explain and make you understand. But you see, the trouble is, they'll never understand, and you can't make them understand. And I want to get out of this. I want my own life, and I'll...
I beg your pardon. Wednesday?
You want I should come back on Wednesday? Yes, sir. And bring him? Oh, yes, sir. He'll be pleased to come. Oh, sure, he'll come and... Yes, my boss will let me off. You want to see the two of us together? Yes, sir. And to be sure, and bring the letter. Oh, yes, sir, we'll bring the letter. Then we can talk it over. And you'll tell us then? Thank you. Yes, sir, we'll be here Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Come on, Grandma. Come on home. Come on, Mama. Oh, what's the use of talking now? We gotta wait till Wednesday anyhow. Come on home. Judge.
Next week on Anthology, we'll celebrate the birthday of the Bard of Avon, William Shakespeare, with representative readings from his many works by Laurence Olivier, Orson Welles, Morris Evans, Judith Anderson, Alec Guinness, Pamela Brown, and other distinguished stars. Anthology comes to you in cooperation with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA, 92nd Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan. John Malcolm Brennan, director. This evening at 8:40 at the Poetry Center, Death of a Salesman, a concert reading introduced and directed by the playwright Arthur Miller, with Mildred Dunnock, Kevin McCarthy, and others. Anthology is produced by Steve White, written and directed for WRCA by Draper Lewis. Until next Sunday at 1, this is Fleetwood wishing you good luck and good reading.